Entrepreneurship isn't just ideas. Getting an innovation off the ground takes courage, hard work, and a bit of luck. That's according to Dave Benjamin. He's the creator of the Bath Buoy, a product to keep children safe in the bathtub.
The dream of entrepreneurship is to own it, to make it, bring it to people, and in the process and the adventure sort of getting there. So it is sometimes a climb of the mountain, not just the apex.
Benjamin says executing a business model doesn't always require an MBA. He says an entrepreneur just has to know how to put it all together.
Nothing I'm doing here took my degree. It just took help with other third-party companies, which are all local, to take my idea and cultivate it and bring it to life.
And yes, he says part of it is luck. For Benjamin, entrepreneurship is more about seeing his product in the hands of the community.
All the local stuff, where some guy started with a mop in a car dealership, and 40 years later he owns 10 car dealerships. Like, that's the story I care about. And that's what really inspires me.
Benjamin says he doesn't want to be like Amazon's Jeff Bezos, just an inspiration to regular people. Another entrepreneur, Adam Steffi, created a gizmo called the Toilet Timer. He recently appeared on the TV show Shark Tank. Steffi says the product should be about the message it sends.
You need to be able to like tune in and adjust your expectations, or even like make a pivot. Because you may have invented something or innovated something that's for a different audience than you were originally intending. Smart entrepreneurs and innovators can recognize that and then just kind of shift course.
Steffi says deciding on a target audience did not come until late in the development. He started with a soft launch, which avoided big upfront investments.
But when you're working for yourself, you can work for free. You can put in a lot of free hours for yourself without having to rack up like physical monetary expenses.
There's no formula to become a successful entrepreneur, and there's really no degree, but Adam Steffi says education and learning help in indirect ways.
I've had some woodworking classes, which seems completely unrelated to anything I do now, but there's some skills that I learned like in those classes that actually kind of contributes to like product design. You're going to find ways to apply stuff, even if it's not like inherently obvious.
A business idea or innovation may flop. Illinois State University professor Peter Kaufman runs an innovation consulting community center. Kaufman says high-impact innovators like Jeff Bezos or Henry Ford are flexible and will pivot when needed. But Kaufman says these big-time inventors did not do it alone.
So it really resembles what goes on in the real world, which is you're working on teams, usually of people who have skill sets in different areas.
The Illinois Small Business Development Center of McLean County at Illinois Wesleyan offers professional advice to new business people. Development Center Director Karen Bassoni says business and entrepreneurship is not all peaches and cream.
We share with them some of the realities of becoming a business owner. It's not necessarily just that unity and everything is great and moves forward in a positive way. That's very optimistic. However, one has to look at the full picture. Sometimes that cream can sour.
Bassoni says 40% of the center's clients are startups. She says knowing the market and creating a model is the first step because banks look for a business plan.
We take a look at the marketplace with them. We help them with market research to make sure there is a market for what it is they're wanting to start, whether it's products or services. We also look at demographics and location if they need a storefront.
Bassoni says it's gut-wrenching when small businesses fail, but ultimately the entrepreneur has to weigh the research and come to a decision whether to take a leap. I'm Katrina Peterson.